This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. The stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Yeah, baby.
And happiness ain't out of reach.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind.
Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong will join us here momentarily. Jim the Plank Pole Guy a little later on, and more of your questions and comments on the news of the day. The big story, of course, the Supreme Court ruling against affirmative action. Kev, see if you can round up Clarence Thomas's opinion for the majority as well. I understand it is very eloquent, and he's been passionate about this issue for many years, so... Glad to see it happen. Congressman Kelly Armstrong joins us till the bottom of the hour, and your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome for him, 701-271-1100. Kelly, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Bought a bunch of fireworks. Gonna do the family vacation. My mother-in-law and my nephew are coming over from Norway, so I'm gonna take a couple days for the family here after starting tomorrow.
Very fun. Who actually is in charge of lighting the fireworks?
Me and the 13-year-old. I think every time when my mother-in-law saw it last year, I think she wanted to turn me into social services. But we put on a pretty good show. Safety third.
Brings me back to my childhood. My dad was the same way. He's like, "Come on, let's go, let's do this." You know, great memories, making memories, which is pretty cool. So, your reaction to the Supreme Court decision today on affirmative action?
Well, I think it's the right decision. I don't think anybody thinks, particularly with college admission at this point in time, I mean, outside of all of these different issues, people should get into college based on their merit. Schools are still going to score on diversity, whether it's geographic, racial, all of those things. But picking somebody solely based on their race over somebody else is just something that, one, isn't needed anymore for college admission, and two, just goes against fundamental fairness. Thomas's decision's good. There's some pretty good lines in there that are going to be real problematic for CRT as well.
You know what I think about when I see a decision like this? Thank you, Donald Trump, and three Supreme Court justices, because this doesn't happen without Trump.
I mean, that's exactly right. And I mean, with all the pushback between him and Senator McConnell, it's the one thing they worked really well together that is actually kind of our last line of defense on a lot of things. By the way, I mean, these decisions are important, but... they've also struck down the EPA twice in the last 18 months, and it's hard to, with all the other noise going on, to try and get people to realize what an existential threat this administration is to North Dakota right now, both ag and energy.
Yeah, very good point. By the way, you ever think about Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court, which President Obama wanted badly, and thanks to Mitch McConnell, was stopped. But now knowing what we know about Merrick Garland, we wouldn't want him on the Supreme Court, would we? Oh.
So I just spent 2 days with Jason Smith, who's the Ways and Means, the chair of Ways and Means, and this is where those IRS whistleblowers are at right now. And they've got some real problems and some real explaining to do. And I think this is one of the things with everybody who wants, you know, everything to happen immediately. I would just caution people a little bit. The longer we do these investigations, the more we're finding. Like, we're actually getting more and more stuff. And this one's truly, I mean, they're real questions. It sounds like they let the statute of limitations expire on tax fraud. Merrick Garland has said he gave Weiss, full authority. Shapley, the IRS whistleblower, says, well, he wanted special counsel status and he couldn't get it. The only person who can make that decision is Merrick Garland. So there are a lot of questions that need to be answered right now. And just, I mean, procedurally, which I'm sure most people don't care, but we've actually put one of the lawyers from judiciary in with Ways and Means so we can coordinate all this stuff, because we've got oversight going, we've got judiciary going, we've got weaponization going. And now, to be honest, I think the most egregious stuff that we've seen so far is coming out of the Ways and Means Committee. Who thought that was going to happen?
Yeah, it's been amazing to see these whistleblowers. Why do you say you want to caution people based on what's coming out?
Well, I'm just saying the more we investigate, it takes time when you have an administration that is not cooperating at all. But the longer we continue to dig into this, the more bad stuff we're finding, which makes any eventual case better. And once you start any of these contempt proceedings, impeachment proceedings, any of those, all of that stops. It just dries up immediately. Everybody bunkers down into their combat zones. And, you know, they can push back, they can try and stop, but eventually we get them to cooperate. And every time they cooperate, we learn more really bad stuff. And we want to know it all. We don't want to just know some of it.
So it sounds like you're counseling patients for people who hear this and want action, want something to come from it.
So I think there's a natural tendency in this place where they saw what Democrats did to Donald Trump. I mean, Jamie Raskin called for Donald Trump to be impeached before Donald Trump was sworn in as the president. I would say this, as somebody, one of only two Republicans who managed the floor during the first impeachment of Donald Trump, I don't know a single Republican in the country who didn't want the election the day after that. We don't want to do what they did. We want to do it better than they did.
Yeah. No. So, good point.
We're going to get there. I mean, we've got 20 plus shell companies. We've got 8.3 million in realized gain. We've got WhatsApp messages. Now we got two IRS whistleblowers that say somebody in DOJ is lying. I mean, somebody's lying, and now we got to figure out who.
Do you see this leading to Merrick Garland and an impeachment?
I think the first step to this is to get Weiss in. I would still like John Ratcliffe in. We have Merrick Garland, Lena Khan, and Mayorkas are all coming into judiciary before the end of the August recess. Or Christopher Wray, I'm sorry. Merrick Garland's coming into September. I'm assuming that's not going to be a real great day for him. But getting these guys under oath in a congressional hearing controlled by Republicans is the next step. But somebody's not telling the truth, and we need to know who. And if it's a lie about that, I mean, Weiss wanted to, according to Shapley, Weiss wanted to prosecute, Weiss is a district attorney in Delaware, and he wanted to prosecute in D.C., and the U.S. attorney in D.C. wouldn't let him, and potentially California. Well, those decisions have to get made at DOJ leadership. And Merrick Garland said he had full authority, and both of those things cannot be true. So we need to know which one isn't. And then, yeah, if you're getting to the point where they were specifically slow rolling, tipping off witnesses and all of those different issues, then you're starting to talk about real misconduct that rises to the level of impeachment. Absolutely.
Well, the listener wants to know about Christopher Wray and when you anticipate action being taken against him. Is he
so
in the mix?
Christopher Wray, well, he'll be in front of judiciary under oath in July, and that'll give us a lot bigger predicator as to where this moves forward. I mean, there's tons of stuff there. I don't know this, but these are the types of decisions that go around the FBI, what we were just talking about. And I think, I mean, this is what I mean. You have to take the Democrats investigated Trump, and that's all they did. They investigated Donald Trump, and then whatever facts they helped fit that narrative, they just wove it into this narrative. This IRS stuff, I'm not saying it's a swerve, but I think it was unexpected. Like I said, in Ways and Means isn't typically an investigative committee. And I think, to be honest, quite frankly, from everything I've seen so far, this is as bad as any of it.
Interesting.
And there's only one committee that can do impeachment. So, I mean, you've got Mayorkas, you've got Wray, you've got Garland. I think you take the most serious one first and work back.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us today on the program. Questions or comments, welcome 701-271-1100 for phone calls, and the texts are rolling in here too at 701-237-1590. Another Supreme Court decision just came out. This one, they sided with the mailman in accommodating his religious views. So this is a religious liberty, religious freedom issue, and sounds like another victory for the conservative cause there, huh?
Well, and that's exactly right. And, you know, that's one of the biggest fights with all of these things. And when you're talking about equal rights, I mean, eventually when you talk about some of this stuff, if you're going to do one, you are going to step on somebody else's First Amendment right to personal religious freedom. So this court's been really, really good. There's some decisions. Whenever there's a Supreme Court term, there's going to be decisions I don't always agree with. But I don't think anybody can, with the overall body of work, be upset that we're getting back to square one on what the Constitution actually says and means.
All right, we'll get to your questions when we come back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. And again, more welcome, 701-271-1100 or text us at 237-1590 on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Boy, have they got some deals for the 4th of July holiday weekend going already. MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code Scott to get the deals or call 800-506-9028. Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA. Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Wanaska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Armstrong on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour. North Dakota's lone member of the House of Representatives. We only get one. But he's a busy guy.
That just doesn't seem fair.
And that's something, yeah. Exactly right. He's drinking from a fire hose. A lot going on. Texter says, ask Armstrong why he voted to not censor Shift.
He did vote to censor Shift.
$16 million fine out of it. which violates the 8th, 14th, and 27th Amendment, and more importantly, as a constitutional matter, it was easy. But even as a political matter, he was never going to pay the fine. If he challenges it in court and wins, which he would, it weakens the institution, and it helps him raise a ton of money to be a U.S. senator. So, but you can't just have one member of Congress choosing how much money to fine another member of Congress. You can't do that. I mean, I'm the same guy who fought against every one of these contempt motions against Donald Trump in the Rules Committee. He's the only Republican doing it. And now, the reason is because you have to be able to do this stuff the right way.
Now, I get what you're saying, but some people would say, just vote for it. Who cares? You know, I'll have a cleanup in aisle three, and then I'll vote for it again. What would you say to that?
There is no cleanup. There is no committee. It's a privilege motion. It comes to the floor. And once you do it, it's done. It's over. There is no ability to clean it up afterwards. And if I think something violates three different amendments to the U.S. Constitution, I'm not going to vote for it. I'm just not. I can't. I won't.
Here's another question. I heard the IRS agents are getting hired. Ask Kelly if he has regrets yet.
The IRS agents for the new agents cannot be hired until after 2025 or to end of 2024. Whatever hiring and not hiring they're doing right now is independent of the new money. We aced out 0%. They got 0% of that money for the next 2 years.
So no chance this is the 87,000, in other words.
Well, I mean, they're always hiring and firing people. I mean, it's an agency that's significantly too large, but the increase there, I mean, I don't know what their max, what they were running under current rates, but I can guarantee you they weren't full after COVID.
Yeah, good point. Diane in Fargo for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Diane.
Hey, Congressman Armstrong, I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate the letter that you personally sent me in regards to my questions. In regards to Adam Schiff, that really made me feel special, I guess, as a North Dakotan. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's important. And I will tell everybody, I mean, we got the most engagement on that issue in our office of anything. But Thomas Massey and I were talking to Ana Paulina Luna on the floor, I mean, as the first one was coming up, and saying, we need to help. We want to help you get this to somewhere where you can get where we, I mean, him and I were in the same spot. So I don't know why the other 18 weren't where they were, but Thomas and I were talking about it with her almost immediately. So I appreciate that.
Thanks, Diane. Appreciate the call. A texter says, even though there's no chance the Senate will convict, I hope the House will open impeachment proceedings on Biden and Garland just so the people who only watch liberal media will have an opportunity to hear the testimony and be awakened to the corruption in this administration. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, I think that is a really good point. I think one of the things we talked about a lot during the Trump investigation, which I've told a lot of people on your phone, I mean, impeachment is not a legal remedy, and people always said, this is whatever, but the truth is it's a political remedy. So that's one of the reasons why you want to build the strongest case possible, because you want to be able to, you know, put things out there that you can back up with facts and back up with what it looks like. And like I said, I don't think Merrick Garland was on anybody's bingo card 2 weeks ago. And I'm just being honest with everybody listening to you right now. That's the one I am far and away the most interested in.
Interesting. Another listener, ask Kelly if Donald Trump is guilty of having secret documents.
That's what your criminal trials are for. You're really asking the wrong guy on that stuff, because I did this for 10 years of my life, and I got real questions about a lot of different things and how they're doing it in the indictment, from breaking attorney-client privilege to threatening a lawyer with a judgeship if his client didn't roll, to telling the a grand jury that anytime somebody invokes attorney-client privilege, it's an inference of guilt. We're a long way before we determine if that's true or not.
And really, overcharging or mischarging, right? It should be the Presidential Records Act that's governing this dispute anyway, shouldn't it?
Well, some of it. Presidential Records Act, I mean, really depends on how, I mean, it gets going, and that is also something. I mean, I'd be a little cautious of absolute answers on either side of this from people who have never practiced in criminal court, particularly federal court. I've never seen an indictment with an introduction in the narrative. And I've seen talking indictments before, typically in large-scale financial crimes. But the absolute, answer to all of this is, and politically, everybody knows this. If you have two eyes and a brain, you know that Donald Trump is being treated significantly different than either Hillary Clinton or James Comey was.
Ask Kelly how they came up with the $16 million figure, says another listener.
I wasn't a part of that. My understanding was it was just cut half as to what an article said the Mueller investigation cost.
Got it. Another listener, Scott, question for the congressman. I'm hearing all of this evidence, the payments, shell corporations, et cetera, but half the country is not hearing any of this. How do you better get the information out? I'd tell anyone who will listen, and of course tell them to tune into the Flag, Newsmax, etc., but people are so unbelievably lazy and gullible.
Trump became president was the news or the press corps. I don't think anybody ever thought the press corps was overly played the game right down the middle, but Donald Trump broke the D.C. press corps. We're going to keep doing it. That's the answer that goes back to your last caller. We're going to continue to do it, but it is breaking through. There are more people that know about it than you think. But trying to get the news media to cover it fairly. ABC's finally covered it. NBC covered it a little bit. Sooner or later, when you hand them this much information in their lap, hopefully they can't ignore it anymore.
You mentioned earlier the EPA and some decisions related to North Dakota. Talk a little bit. About a minute left, but have you expand a little bit on that. On what that means for North Dakota.
Well, the good is the Supreme Court threw EPA versus West Virginia out, which was North Dakota was heavily engaged in that. I think Attorney General Wrigley was out for the argument. The second one was the Waters of the U.S. rule. Those are the good things. The down things, the bad things are, is CAFE standards from California. They're trying to push the 90% emission reduction. Right now, they're working up a zero flaring rule from the Clean Water Act, Clean Air Act, I'm sorry, which would be specifically and really uniquely bad for North Dakota. So we go win at the Supreme Court, and instead of this administration taking a step back and saying, whoa, wait a second, we should back off, they're actually doubling down. So we continue both in energy and commerce and oversight. We've been hitting these things every single chance we get and continuing to try and call attention to it and get the EPA to change. And some of it works. We got rid of E-RINs. That's not going to be in the new rule. But we got a lot longer way to go. Otherwise, we're going to have real problems while these things get fought out in court.
President Biden just announced that he'll be delivering remarks in the Roosevelt Room on the Supreme Court's decision on affirmative action at 11:30. Obama has also issued a statement on this, so the hue and cry, the meltdown from the left is going to come on this one, and they'll crank up their intimidation campaign against the Supreme Court. Watch it closely. Kelly, always appreciate your time. Thanks a bunch. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
10:28, more after this on What's on Your Mind. Tim and Paul, you're next.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, check, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes, and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
USA News Update. Affirmative action may be dead. The U.S. Supreme Court says schools may no longer use race as a factor in admitting students because it violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. It was a 6-3 decision. It's yet another hot, smoky day around much of the USA, and another day of big-time delays at airports. FlightAware counts about 1,600 canceled or delayed flights so far today. Meanwhile, 23 states are under air quality alerts today as Canadian wildfire smoke has created another big blanket of smoke from the northeast to the mid-Atlantic all the way to the Great Lakes. And then there's that big heat dome that's been over Texas for a week. It is expected to shift east today, bringing its hideous heat indexes to the deep south. Could be some relief thanks to thunderstorms forecast from Oklahoma to the East Coast. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
In our part of the world, you shop local whenever you can, right? And now you can do just that when you need lumber, paint, tools, and building materials in northwest North Dakota. Elite Cabinets and Building Supply is about to open in Watford City. Big box selection with small town neighborhood service, and they're now hiring for great people who love helping others. Looking for estimators, outside lumber yard professionals, and more. Call Josh, 701-260-9675, 260-9675, or email ECB, that's Elite Cabinet and Building Supply, ECBSupply@Outlook.com, ECBSupply@Outlook.com. Lots of wonderful employment opportunities await you. Donald Trump has a statement on the decision by the Supreme Court. I'm guessing this will be a little different than what we're going to hear from Obama and Biden, right? The sky is falling as far as they're concerned, Kev. The sky is falling because
Always.
You can't be admitted to a college solely based on the color of your skin.
Well, they don't need to worry about college now because we're going to have reparations. Everybody's going to get a couple million. All the black people are going to get a couple million dollars each, and everything will be great.
New York Times just tweeted, the Supreme Court rejected affirmative action at Harvard and UNC. The major ruling curtails race-conscious college admissions in the U.S., all but ensuring that elite institutions become whiter and more Asian and less black and Latino. Whiter.
Who cares what color they become?
That's what they consider news.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to be whiter. You're all but guaranteeing.
Yeah, that's all the virtue signaling. That's where everything is now. And who cares? Who cares what color? Who cares what gender? Who cares what sex? Who cares what? I could care less. I care about your grades. Did you show up early? Did you stay late? Did you do the work? Did you get the grades? You got the grades? You got everything here? All right. Now, if you get to a point where your pool of students that are incoming have all the same qualifications and all the same grades, it cannot come down to the color of someone's skin or their gender. That point, you have to put it up against a dartboard and just throw a dart at or do a random drawing.
That's when your essays matter.
Yeah, but, you know, again, we come out and everyone's got the same achievement, then we got to just do a drawing and see who gets in. Not anything based on the color of your skin or who's who.
I agree.
Luck of the draw at that point.
I agree with you. That's fairness. Not
right. Who cares?
I'm going to give this to you because, you know.
Bingo.
MSNBC is on campus at Harvard asking students of color their decision on this, about the decision, Supreme Court decision. You know, how bad is it? Anyway, here's the statement from President Donald J. Trump. I wish I could do an impression as well as your favorite deplorable 45 guy. Has he got anything new up, by the way, since the check out and see if he's got anything new.
I love that guy.
But here's Donald Trump in my voice. This is a great day for America. People with extraordinary ability and everything else necessary for success, including future greatness for our country, are finally being rewarded. This is the ruling everyone was waiting for and hoping for, and the result was amazing. It will also keep us competitive with the rest of the world. Our greatest minds must be cherished, and that's what this wonderful day has brought. We're going back to all merit-based, and that's what it should be. Merit-based. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States.
Well, clearly a hater.
Not current president.
Clearly a racist and some sort of phobe.
I love it, though. This is a great day for America, and Biden will get there, and it will be... And you mark my word.
I know where you're going.
This is going to unleash a torrent against the Supreme Court. I mean, if you think the intimidation, the crap they're pulling on, you know, left-wing lunatic magazines and news organizations, dredging up all kinds of garbage crap and putting it out, and it's going to go to the next level. Obama, he's got a statement out. My heart breaks for any young person out there who's wondering what their future holds and what kinds of chances will be open to them. Today is a reminder we've got to do more work to reflect our values of equity and fairness, but to truly make those values real in all of our schools, workplaces, and neighborhoods.
We have to advance the racism card, is all that says.
Yeah, we do.
That's it.
Yeah.
Read the first line of that again. Read the first line, just what he said.
I can't because it was live on Fox, on Chiron.
Okay, so
yeah.
Basically, the first line is, my heart breaks.
My heart breaks, right.
My heart breaks for the fact that someone can't get in on the color of their skin and not on their academic achievements. What a loser. What a loser you are, sir.
And contrast that with our Donald J. Trump comment. Anyway, big day today. Affirmative action gone as it relates to college admissions. Let's get to a few of your texts here, and we welcome your calls to 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. To call us, or you can text us at 701-237-1590. Ask the congressman, if Donald Trump is elected president in 2024, what's the percentage of senators and congressmen and uniparty members that need to be worried that they have dirt on them? How many president and past elected leaders will be exposed? Congressman's obviously gone, but we can ask the next elected leader we have join us in the program. If Donald Trump is elected president in 2024, what's the percentage of senators and congressmen and uniparty members that need to be worried that they have dirt on them? Not sure I totally understand the question, but I think you're saying if Trump's the guy, he's opposed by the swamp because he'll have dirt on them? I don't know. That's the best I got. Adam Schiff didn't worry about how much the American taxpayer was forced to pay for all of his hoax impeachment trials against Trump. I'm glad Kelly Armstrong thinks the fine amount was illegal, but why didn't Schiff feel the same way? Since he's also an attorney, I don't think Schiff had anything to do with writing the piece against him. Here's the full Obama statement. Like any policy, affirmative action wasn't perfect, but it allowed generations of students like Michelle and me to prove we belonged. Now it's up to all of us to give young people the opportunities they deserve and help students everywhere benefit from new perspectives.
What? What is he talking about?
I don't know.
What opportunities aren't available to any student in this country? Please tell me if I'm wrong.
It allowed general.
Please.
So he's saying without affirmative action, he and Michelle wouldn't have had opportunities.
What opportunities?
I suppose.
Put us there, affirmative action aside. What opportunities are not available to any person of color that are available to me?
They believe if you don't put the thumb on the scale.
Yep.
That they will be denied. They'll be all these institutions will be racist.
This is such crap. This is such crap. And you have to see. And anyone that believes in, buys in this, you have to educate them. This is I talk about my friend David Noakes all the time. Grew up in Pittsburgh in the inner city. Gangs, drugs, got sucked into a lot of it for a while. He clawed his way out of it. He worked two or three jobs to get his way through Pitt. Got his marketing degree, got out of that city, went to Phoenix, and made millions of dollars. And he would not be told one time what he could or couldn't do.
Of course.
By the color of his skin. How dare you, Obama? What a race-baiting piece of crap that guy. I am so tired of this.
Okay, if you like that, see what you think of former First Lady Michelle Obama.
Oh, I can't wait.
Who wrote about her own experience as one of the few black students on her college campus and said in a statement today that, "Today my heart breaks for any young person out there who's wondering what their future holds and what kinds of chances will be open to them."
Oh, you poor victims.
Yeah.
You poor people. You poor black people. I don't know what we'll do now.
And they can't wait.
What shall you do?
They can't wait to get out and be the first to play the victim card.
Oh.
They can't wait.
No, they can't.
It can't happen fast enough.
That's exactly right.
You're all victims. Supreme Court, awful, evil people.
You get Candace Owens on the line, Brandon Tatum. See what they, any of my people that I look up to in any color community that speak the truth about this, please.
It's a good idea. We'll try and get Candace.
Stop listening to him and her and them, and just go do the work. Just go show up, study. Do that. Mean college. Do the work, and you'll see what you get. You get what you put in. That's it. Based on your effort.
Are we going to have a Donald Trump moment? So I can at least have a little levity?
Absolutely, if you like.
In the middle of this craziness?
Roll it.
DJT.
I like the idea of that.
Are you playing it?
Am I playing it?
Yeah.
No, I don't have it.
Deplorable 45, we were going to find a little...
Oh, I didn't see that note. Sorry.
Oh, I just said it. But,
Oh, the impersonator.
Yeah. That 45. I need a little. I need a little deplorable moment.
Let me see if I can dig him up.
Charlie Kirk on Twitter: breaking. The Supreme Court holds that Harvard and UNC's admission programs violate the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Finally, the court has corrected another awful 70s mistake. And rule that racially discriminatory college admissions are unconstitutional. Exactly right. This was some way out there decision. That's the beauty. Thank you, Donald Trump, of a conservative majority on the Supreme Court. You fix this mess from before. Finally. Well said, Charlie Kirk. And he's coming up here in minutes to talk more about this. Another listener, so there are all black colleges, but every other school has to integrate by force? Another listener, point of no return, they're all in. COVID impeachment hoaxes, passing a truck, and a convoy coming at them at the other lane. Hope that makes sense to somebody. Believing that people of color cannot achieve success without special help is racist.
Bingo!
Says another listener. And
amen.
You are exactly right. Let me repeat that. Believing that people of color cannot achieve success without special help is racist. Exactly. Affirmative action was raceless. Was racist. I'll give you Candace Owens' take on the decision when we come back. And what's on your mind. And maybe a little deplorable as well.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam,
from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets...
And we're not back yet.
We aren't back yet?
No.
Were we early on the countdown, Daniel? Were we early on the countdown?
I don't know what I was hearing there. Never mind.
Okay, sounds good. 11 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind.
We're not on yet. Not yet.
Finger and
promised. Here's Candace Owens' reaction to the affirmative action decision by the U.S. Supreme Court today.
Excellent.
You ready?
Yes.
Wow. Affirmative action, something I've spoken out against for the last 7 years, has finally been struck down in a historic Supreme Court ruling. This is a major win in the strive for racial equality, removing the bigotry of low expectations against black students, while permitting Asian and white Americans an equal chance to be rewarded for their hard work. Race should never be a factor in deciding whether or not you are qualified for anything. It's a shame it took this long, but finally, justice wins. Candace Owens.
Yeah, what she said.
Make America a
meritocracy.
Thank you. Meritocracy again.
Yes.
Make America a meritocracy again. Lots of...
Based on merit, on hard work, on achievement.
A lot of flag emojis, too.
We don't care. No one, we've never, you know, they keep doing this, and I just don't, no one I know cares about it, the color of anyone's skin. And I know a lot of people of all different race, creeds, and colors.
That sounds like a Donald Trump line.
No one cares.
I know a lot of people.
But you do too.
Yeah.
Does anyone in any of your circles care about the color of anyone's skin?
Of course not.
I mean, of course no not. One does. So quit buying into this BS.
I will say, I'm 58. I will say when I was younger, I never grew up ever thinking, you know, to me, people were people. I didn't.
Absolutely.
But I do remember some of the older generation would be, I would say, more derogatory to somebody of color.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's...
You still run into those people here and there.
We've turned the page. That chapter's done. Jim the Flagpole Guy is here, the greatest flagpole salesman on the planet Earth. USflagpoleguy.com. How are you on this fine Thursday, Jim?
Wore out.
Good morning.
You're a warrior, brother.
Good morning, guys. We were in the bed at 0100 last night. Spent the day at White Shield. What a wonderful group of people. You know, every time I deal with MHA nations, I just love them. You know, all of a sudden race and, slavery and, you know, everybody's mad about history and everything. And, you know, I was there yesterday and the most wonderful, beautiful Becky was helping me explain what they need for the powwow coming up and everything. And they need 7 flag poles. And we had to kind of jump through some hoops to make this happen for them for the powwow. And then we're going to make some changes afterwards. But we installed 7 flag poles yesterday and Miss Becky said, we got to have 7 because we asked, and 7 people want to fly their father's or their loved one's burial flag during the powwow. So here's the people that can claim life's not fair, but at the same time, they turn inward and they somehow see that America is good. And they want to honor those that fought and died and that gave part of their life for service of America. And they're not out there claiming victimhood and getting mad. They're just taking life as it comes and accepting the fate and making the best of it. And that's the MHA nation. And they're actually doing pretty good.
They are doing good. I know Fred Fox pretty well, who is the representative on the tribal council from White Shield. And he's a good listener to this program, good guy. He was kind enough to give me one of those tribal blankets, which is, of course... A wonderful
honor.
Honor, absolutely. Yeah, they're good folks. You're exactly right, Jim. They really are.
But I was just so happy yesterday doing this, and I just, this is the hardest job I've ever loved, and I've never had more contention and issues and setbacks and troubles, but I just keep pounding it out. And we went to bed late last night. We're getting up early. We're going to be in the Mandan Parade, you know, this 4th of July. Everybody come see us. And, we're going to work all the way up to Sunday, and then after the 4th of July, I'm going to take a week with my wife, who I haven't seen in 3 weeks, and then we'll be back at it on a schedule, and we're going to knock out all these flagpoles.
Awesome. So, and by the way, that 4th of July parade in Mandan is epic, folks. If you're anywhere near Mandan, get to it. I'm glad you're going to be in it, because your display will be the best of all of them. This man can serve you well if you want to fly Old Glory and get that perfect presentation on a flag. USFlagpoleGuy.com or call him at 571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. He'll go to work for you, displaying Old Glory. God bless you, Jim.
God bless you, Scott. God bless America. America bless God. And thank you so much. Have a great day.
Pain controls the way you move. It holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.